Some additional questions related to the arterial ulcers that characteristic findings have are intermittent claudication or resting pain. Capillary refill time will be prolonged more than 2 to 3 seconds. Then ABPI, that is ankle brachial pressure index measurement, is important to determine the severity of the ischemia. Usually the normal levels are 1 to 1.2. It can be calculated by measuring the ankle, the brachial systolic BP and the ankle BP of the affected leg, and then we are going to divide the value systolic BP of the ankle divided by the higher systolic BP of the brachial. We measure it in both the arms and then we take the higher value and put it in the denominator. So usually 1 to 1.2 is the value in the normal cases. But if it is less than 0.9, we consider it within the range of the reduced blood supply or ischemia. We further divide it into mild, moderate and severe. If the value of the ABPI is 0.8 to 0.89, then it is a mild ischemia or mild decreased blood supply to the peripheries. If it is 0.5 to 0.79, then it is moderate. And in case of less than 0.5, indicates severe ischemia. The values can also be more than 1.2, which shows the calcification in the vessel walls and hardening. It occurs due to the diabetes when there is a calcification of the vessel walls. So this value is not very reliable and it will not help us to determine the exact value of the systolic BP. How will we check the sensory perception in a case of a neuropathic ulcer? We can use two methods, that is a pinprick method and the other is a monofilament, by which we will do the sensory examination in case of a neuropathic ulcer. Why are the metatarsal head more prominent in a neuropathic ulcer? I've also mentioned it in the neuropathic ulcer that because of motor neuropathy, the small intrinsic muscles of the foot becomes the atrophic, and the predominance of the extrinsic muscle lead to cocked up toes and prominent metatarsal heads.